2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, by which are given to us very great and precious promises, so that by these you'll be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are in you and are plentiful, they'll keep you from being barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and can't see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So rather, brothers, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you'll never fall. That's how an entrance shall be ministered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I won't be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it's appropriate, as long as I'm in this body, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that soon I must put off this body that I have, as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Also, I will try to arrange that you will be able to have these things always in remembrance after my death. For we haven't followed cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And we heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him in the holy mountain. We also have a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well to pay attention to, like to a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the day star arises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy didn't come in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.